The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Anything goes! Go! Go!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Anything Goes with the lovely and sweet Carrie Bradstreet.
Thank you, Larry.
And myself, Larry Berry.
So, did you see the shirt that I was wearing? What the heck do you have on?
Well, it's just kind of a reminder to let everybody know that winter's coming and it's going to be cold.
Oh, I thought maybe you were riding your bicycle outside in the cold and that's your helmet.
My bicycle.
I know you sold your motorcycle.
I did sell my motorcycle. Can I take this off now? I'm done.
Oh.
The bit's over. Got it.
Is that not a fashion statement?
That is a fashion statement.
Yeah, I bought a hat. I bought a hat like yesterday, just so that my hair wouldn't get in my face. So.
I know it's got time to get all that winter stuff out. I'm not ready.
Well, it's been a few days. We're cold, and I was working on cleaning.
In the morning, yeah. And then in the afternoon it'd be like 80. It's like, whoa.
Yeah, but it's cold in the morning when you're cleaning your swimming pool.
Oh.
And I finally got my cover on my pool, so no more swimming, no more cleaning, no more putting candles.
Of course, it's supposed to be 80s the next few days.
Yeah, that's fine. I can be in the air conditioning.
No, I like having it warm a little bit longer. Although I heard next week it's going to get chilly in the evenings and only like the 50s or something.
Right.
I'm like, come on, Michigan. You guess can do 80s, then why don't you go down to like upper 60s? You don't jump to 50s.
Guess where my mind's going right now? To Tampa, Florida. Go down there and stay with my son for a couple of weeks.
Oh, you got that planned or are you just thinking of it now?
Oh, we're going down to see... New son.
Uh-huh.
New son.
Old and older son.
That's
old
what I
son.
Call him now, new son.
New son.
And then I'm going to go see Larry. Mm-hmm. Not this Larry, because I just look in the mirror for that, but go down and see my son.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll come back and see my other two sons, and we're going to go perch fishing.
Ah, so when do you go to Tampa?
We'll probably go in February.
Oh, that's a ways away. You're thinking not that far ahead? I'm thinking November, it's going to be cold and
you're
snow
probably
starting.
Thinking of what house you're going to work on next.
Well,
this is the new not the mechanic, but the carpenter. Carpenter Carrie, CC. Here we're going to start calling you CC.
Well, this is what happened. I told my husband I was going to help. We're going to straighten out the garage, finish up my little stool thing that I made. Did I show you the finished thing with the truck?
No.
And then I was going to clean up all my stuff and organize the garage.
When you say stool, do you mean...
That kitchen stool that I made for my grandkids.
Well, there's two times you use stool,
I don't show you that stool.
Okay.
Because it never happens. I got an issue with going to the...
Oh, do you?
I never go. Anyways.
You never go. Oh, my goodness.
I know. That's why I'm so heavy. It's just... I'm just carrying all... 2 weeks worth of meals in my body.
My wife got mad at me one day because I had to go to the bathroom, and when I was through, I looked up and I couldn't believe it. And I called my wife and I says, "Come here,
look
come
what
here.
I made.
Look, I gave birth."
Oh my gosh!
Oh, the things we talk about.
I know. Well, we're kind of getting off the topic, but that made me think of something else.
What's that? You're getting red for some reason.
I know, it's funny because my husband was moving my son out of their apartment. They're building a house and they won't be ready for another
month. Oh, your son's married now, isn't
he? Yeah, and so they're moved out temporarily.
All your kids are married now.
I know.
And you got grandkids.
I know.
Can you believe, is this not the most beautiful woman and grandma in the world? No, I'm serious. Everybody, she's a grandma.
I know. It's
unbelievable.
I know. They were just little kids myself.
I know.
Like, where does the time go?
Remember when she was in one of our fashion shows and all that?
Oh yeah.
And she was so cute and sweet.
Yeah, she was only 7 or something.
Yeah, now she's marrying that
kid. I know.
Oh,
it's crazy,
goodness.
Crazy. But you're talking about stool. My husband was talking about my son, who. I guess he's got this, when he was helping him move, he's got one of those little stools that you use in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I looked them up, they're like squatty potties or something like this.
Yeah.
I guess he just raves about how he takes Metamucil and uses that and just swears by, these things. And I'm like, That's never been anything that I could ever be excited about. But I thought, that must be nice. Every day you feel like, I'm nice and fresh and emptied and ready to take on the day. And I'm like, I've never experienced that. It's like, that would be very, very nice. I don't know if I need to get a squatty potty or what.
Yeah, squatty and rename it to Stoobie Gone.
Stoobie Gone. Get out of here.
Get out of there.
No, let's go back to my, but I told my husband I was going to clean the garage.
Yeah.
And reorganize it and everything. But after I finished that, the little kitchen stand, I had shown it to my mom and I said, I should see if my niece would like one for her little daughter, whatever. She goes, oh, if you do, she just loves Mickey and Minnie Mouse. And so I'm like, So I don't know if they want it or not, but I started making another little kitchen stool with Mickey and Minnie Mouse. So I'm working on that.
Yeah.
When that's done, then I will clean out the garage and get it so that he can get his vehicle in there. But
well, my wife's going to be retiring, and for some reason she's got to have, now we've got to have a water sprinkling system in our home.
Mm-hmm.
We just got the, you know, we redid, remodeled the kitchen and remodeled, putting new
floor.
Well,
if you're going to be retired to be home all the time, you want it to be comfortable and like being there.
And she's got her office downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to refinance our home.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to clean my office up. That looks like a bomb went in through there.
Yeah, I like need like a month or so notice.
Oh yeah, my wife. She said when I just walk in here I'm embarrassed. Even nobody's around. This just embarrasses me.
I know.
I'm going, oh, I'm sorry.
I know. Yeah. I need to clear a lot of stuff too because I've kind of taken over my one daughter's bedroom and made it like my studio where I shoot auditions and everything. And it ends up kind of being, where do I want to put this? Oh, we'll just stick it in her room. And then my husband, bless his heart, he's got his man cave, which is his weight room. And I always use that to store stuff because it's kind of a storage area. But he's continually taking stuff out and cramming it into another location.
Yeah, because you don't mess again with a man's
cave. So now I found he's been putting stuff in my other daughter's bedroom downstairs. And I was like, no, you can't just be cramming all that stuff. We got to find a place for it or get rid of it because it's...
You sound like my wife, you know,
He wants his man cave to have a lot of space and all this kind of stuff. Well, that's fine, but technically that area is really a storage.
No, that's the man cave. You give it to him. You give it to him, that's what you
said. But I mean, the house doesn't have any other place for, big storage stuff.
Well, you said a bedroom for your daughter. Your daughter's married, so
I know.
You can make that bedroom into his, to give him his
I know.
His place.
Yes,
you know?
But...
You should do that.
Yeah, but then it doesn't, if someone's going to come over, if someone was going to, give an estimate, appraisal or something of your house, you'd have to clear all of that stuff
out. That's what we're doing. We got to get an appraisal, so I got to clean my office.
That's what I mean. I'd need like a month's notice to clear all my stuff out. Speaking of which, I hope you brought your truck, because
bring my truck.
Okay, I got that one tabletop and stuff for your hunting.
Did I tell you about my Jaguar?
No.
So anyway, my Jaguar decided, my son had it driving it, you know.
Okay.
And
Jason?
Not really knowing about how to change a clutch. I can see him just jumping like this as he goes. But anyway, the clutch went out in it.
Aww.
Okay. So I take it down and they want $3,000 to put a clutch in. They got to take the engine out and the transmission out to get to the clutch. To take an engine out, that's a major thing.
I know.
$3,000.
It's like, who designed that?
I'll tell you, some people and their kids. Yeah, why would it? Yeah, design. But nobody should accept that when they did it. Well, let's put this in here so that we can have to take out the whole thing.
Right.
And they're going to make more money, so they're going to like buying more Jaguars so they can screw people so they can get, more money for the car.
Yeah, we'll give you this deal on this Jaguar, but when it comes to maintenance, we've got a deal with the
mechanic. Remember when I used to sell cars for a living? Anyway, we had a meeting one day with the some big GM guy, mm-hmm. and he come in and he wanted to tell us about the front end when front wheel drive came in. Mm-hmm. He said this is the part that's going to go bad before anything else. Mm-hmm. And so you'll make a lot of money off this situation. Now,
make
I
make a lot of money as in your repair.
And this is exactly what I said.
Service?
Now, Baker got really teed off at me because he was in the meeting. And I said, honestly, you to me, when you said that this is going to go bad first, this is where we're going to make our money on it. So you guys knew right then it wasn't going to work very good. Why weren't you trying to make it better for the consumer instead mm-hmm. of telling us you're just going to screw the customer,
right.
and this is where you got where we're going to make our money. I don't think I could sell one of your vehicles. Mm-hmm. Well, old Baker went up one side of me and down the other when the guy left, but I couldn't believe that.
Right. You know? You don't make a vehicle and make that as a selling point to your dealership.
I was teed off about that. I really was. You got to go to the next camera because I'm going to take a drink.
Yeah, that's like going to the movie theater and they sell you all this salty popcorn and they tell Coke and Pepsi, you know, we're going to make a ton of money because we're selling all the salty popcorn.
Well, I
don't want to drink.
My wife is popcorn freak and right now she's, you know, I think she'd be in a better mood if we could go to the theater. Yeah.
How close are we getting to having that?
Well, just remember who's the governor.
Well, I know. It seems like that was one of the next things in line, possibly, to have open.
What an idiot she is. I mean, seriously, she would never be. She's going to be a first.
I wonder how. Yeah, I just wonder governor. How the movie theaters are
they're not.
Getting by right
they're,
now.
Because, not.
And then there's competition anyways with people already watching movies at home. I was at Sam's and they had an 82-inch flat screen. I'm like,
don't tell
what?
Me that. Don't tell me that.
And it was like $1,500.
Mine's 65 inches right now.
I remember when it was like $1,500 for one of the like very first, you know, not even a flat screen, this is the first like projection TVs or whatever. It's like crazy, 82 inches.
It's like,
do you have a wall for that? But why do you have to go to the movie theater?
You know Richard? He's got one.
Yes, downstairs, I've seen that.
But he's got one of those that project and his whole wall is, TV.
He's I've been there, remember?
He loves football.
Yeah, he lived down there in his basement. Yeah. He has his little parties and he projects, you know, stuff on the wall.
Yeah, he sold his place out there on Gun Lake. Kind of teed me on.
Was that like your second home?
Well, yeah, I could go out there. We'd go fishing on his pontoon boat. He's got a big pontoon boat. But it was fun while it lasted. But he's going to start traveling all around the world. He's selling his house, too. And he's putting his... he's putting a bedroom and a living room where his business is. He's going to make the top floor of his house.
Oh, well, that's like they did in the 1800s, right? He had the saloon, and then he had the shop up above. Right. And they're like stomping, gosh, close down the bar.
So have you done any commercials or anything, or did you get any?
No, not that I've shot. I'm trying to think. I have.
Did you see on Facebook?
No.
What's your face?
No.
Penny.
Oh, Chris Penny?
Chris Penny and our girl...
Sophia?
Huh? Sophia? Was interviewed about the movie that they got coming out.
What movie do they have
I couldn't tell you now, but...
Oh, I bet you it's like the paranormal thing maybe that they shot before, maybe?
Yeah, it might be.
Huh.
But anyway, I thought you would have seen it too.
You know, it just depends on what shows up in your feed, you know, what I'm not on very much.
Now, like when I text you, how long between the time I text you until you get it? Maybe a week or something like that?
It depends on a phone service. It has to be when I check my phone.
Yeah, but do you ever check it?
Well, now I do more now. I always used to have it on silent mode all the time, but now there's a feature where it silences all the scam, spam, and all those kind of phone calls. So I don't, it doesn't ring except for somebody that I actually is in my contact list. So then it's not so bad. So I keep my my phone on now. That makes it a lot better than having to hear the phone ring and it's potential spam.
I switched
scammer.
My payday. Yes, because I like everything at the end of the month. So anyway, I called them. I've been with these people 21 years. Okay.
It wasn't T-Mobile.
Oh. It went through about three or four, but T-Mobile has it now. So anyway, I called them and I said, "Is there any way I can change my payment to the end of the month?" Right. Well, somehow they did it. But when it did it, it looked like I was 2 months behind. They shut off my phone. So I don't think in anything about it because I don't use my phone that much. But then I got up to make a phone call and it went right to T-Mobile. It just went right to T-Mobile. And they said, we have an emergency or
outstanding
a message.
Mail.
They said, "We have a message that we need to send to you." Mm-hmm. And then that's all they said.
Yeah, they keep you in the dark. So you're like, "Oh, what are they going to tell me?"
But anyway.
And then you call and then you can't get through to a live person. That's typically how things are too.
Spend about 40 minutes in customer service.
I like what they do now. It's like they'll have a number and then you call it and they'll say, "Well, you probably get faster service if you go online and use our website or email us because your wait time is now."
Yeah, 90
you are
minutes.
15 in the queue to be helped.
Yeah, they do that at T-Mobile.
It's like, "I'm calling you because the website was not didn't help me out."
And T-Mobile now says, "Our many experts, they're all experts now."
Ah.
So when I get them on the line, I use that against them. Really, you guys are experts. It's a bunch of crap. You guys don't even know your head from your ass. So.
I know.
Can you say ass on this show?
Haven't had any issue so far.
Okay.
So I think that was the first time I've heard.
Times,
yeah, you've.
Yeah.
Hasn't been much of an issue.
Yeah, I think you're all right.
Okay.
But getting to this topic.
I think everyone watching this, they're all adults. So.
Speaking of, I don't know if my mom is watching. Well, actually, she probably is. Last Sunday, going into church, there was. A couple that we've known forever, for over 30 years, whatever. And she says, "Oh, I really enjoy your podcast." And I was like, "Oh, you listen to it or watch it?" And she goes, "Yeah, I really think I like the rapport between the two and the different topics." And then she said, "You're probably going to want to talk about what the pastor's going to talk about in the sermon." I said, "Oh, okay, I'll listen." And I said, "But our podcast is going to be, till Friday, if I could remember that." That night, I go to my mom's house, and she says, "I got to talk to you about your podcast." I'm like, uh-oh. She has an issue. She had an issue with
me?
You. And she said, "You make sure you tell him I said this." So I thought, well, maybe I'll say it off the air, so as not to put you on the spot on the air. But it was when we were talking about heaven. She didn't appreciate you making references to, do they have sex in heaven and not that kind of stuff. And so she says, "It just makes me sound like a dirty old man. You tell him that." So I'm telling you.
Well, I am a dirty old man.
I know. That's exactly what I was going to say. Well, that's who he is. He just has to remember who his audience is. it's not me.
Everybody. So.
And I said, yeah, that's she's.
People that are bad. I'm not a Baptist, so you're going to tell me that Baptist is going to tell me my religion and how I feel about my religion?
No, I know your sense of humor, but
Well, tell your ma I'm very sorry for
offending
her.
Well, she's probably watching.
And, ma, I'm very sorry for, but that's just me, and I don't mean to. I'm a Christian. I believe in Christ. I believe in going to church on Sunday. I believe in helping people. I believe in not helping people, and I believe that I'm not a bad person.
No. And I thought it would just be kind of funny just to tell you that.
But I love your daughter, so what do you think of that?
That makes it even.
Yeah, that makes
so
it.
I thought I should probably share that with you in case we talk about heaven again.
You
don't
know
bring
what's
that
happen
up.
Now, the other three people that watch our podcast are going to say something about
No,
something.
They're going to go back and now listen to the last podcast. See what we were talking about.
What were we talking about? See, I don't even remember.
Free replays for everyone.
Yes, we were talking about heaven. What heaven's going to be like, and then you were asking.
Oh, what are you going to do in heaven?
Yeah, you were asking some questions about, yeah. You think they'll have this in heaven and that in heaven?
Well, what's wrong with asking a question?
Because it was more like a dirty old man question.
Sacrilegious? Sacrilegious?
No, I think it was just the topics that you threw out there. But she told me she actually thought my theory about heaven was kind of on spot, as if
we see other people here, and we talk about it, and other people here, maybe somebody will say, ooh, I should probably look at about.
But it's something that we could never know because we're not there. We are just guessing.
Well, I hope we're there someday.
Well, I'm just saying we would just have to kind of guess.
Speaking of that, now let me ask you a question: do we lay in the casket until the resurrection, or do we go to heaven right away?
That is a question that I've always had, because when we talk about our beliefs, when he talks about, you know, Jesus will come again and judge the living and the dead. So if the dead haven't been judged yet, are they in heaven?
Couldn't he be coming every day, though? I mean, to the dead people that are...
Yeah, and that's...
Well, we're dead,
unless,
so we
unless
know,
it but... means the dead... that are the unbelievers that are dead to God. I don't know. That I always wondered that too. You know, is there kind of like a limbo where it's kind of like a big waiting room,
you know,
for everybody until...
I can only imagine the waiting room number for that.
I know, exactly.
Just imagine just that in the
billions. They pull the tabs like they used to do and they say, what number are you?
Oh, the sad part of it is.
10,650,000,000.
It's like you go to the front desk, you pull a tab, and then you have to go through like 7 other hoops and fill out several forms on like 19 different clipboards.
And then you have to go like 5 miles to get to the end of the line.
Are we saying that limbo is like the DMV right now,
right.
Or?
Exactly. No, that's hell. In the DMV. Yeah,
so what is heaven? The doctor's office?
The post office.
So you said, so let me ask you this then. Well, not asking you this, I'm going to tell you this.
I would have to ask a scholar.
Don't you agree that a lot of kids growing up today don't believe in God?
Yes.
It's a sad thing, but a lot. Do you know how many churches are closing in that because they don't have the people that are coming anymore?
Yeah.
I think
the kids to nowadays, wonder how that happened, though. I mean, what was it? Was it the parents just not doing it too, or just they gave up so the kids give up?
I don't know. What do you think, Matt?
I'm kind of experienced this myself. I think it's more about how you want to upbring your child. Like, maybe like to them, religion was sort of a choice in the matter. Like you chose to be a part of this. Like you weren't pushed into this.
Yeah. So those who felt like they weren't being forced and dragged, but they felt that they enjoyed, you know, going to church, or they really believed what their parents believed, were the ones that stuck with it. Those who that their parent they felt like their parents were such a drag, they make me get up on Sunday and go to church, and now that I'm old enough on my own, I don't have to go, kind of a thing.
Something about like that, yeah.
Well, I did that when I first got married.
I mean, I'm sure when someone gets older, they might see more value in it.
Well,
but
that's what usually happens. You kind of see a turnaround, you know, when they start to get maybe into their mid-20s or they get married. I find, because I know everything, I think it takes the woman to have the convictions and stuff that carries the guy along. Like she's going to hold her convictions and say, hey, I'm a Christian, I go to church, and you know, the guys has to go, oh yeah, me too, and then she kind of gets them going, or say, oh, I used to go to church. Well, you need to shape up before you're going to marry me, you know, and kind of gets them going back to church. And then bringing that
back.
Yeah,
I can remember telling my wife when we were going together, you know, I know you go to church and I think that's great and all that, but don't try to drill me with all that stuff. Because I kind of went off, I went to a Catholic church and, you know, every day, you know, after a while, you get kind of tired of it. But I think that it comes back to you, because it did me. I mean, because before I married
Well, you get very
wife.
Selfish at a certain age, you know, and then your brain's not fully developed until you're 26.
Oh, really?
So now they want kids to vote at 16. It's like, no, you're going the wrong direction. You should
See,
be
I
older
have.
Before they can vote, because they can't make rational decisions.
Yeah, and they can't. I have my, what do you call it? When you have, what do they call that? You get your mind, you...
Dementia?
No, it's a good thing.
You have something that's good?
Yeah, your mind develops, you know. You have a photographic mind.
Oh, yeah.
See, I have a photographic mind.
You do?
But it just isn't developed yet.
But I'm Tom.
Yeah. I can't imagine that. I know my son has... Uh-oh, see, that's why I usually keep my
phone on
mute.
Ladies and gentlemen, right now we're going to take a break because Carrie's got a phone call.
So it's going to be somebody that I know. Oh. Hey, I'm on my podcast. You want to say hi to everybody?
Was that your mom calling me and chewing me out?
I will.
We have our first live caller, ladies and gentlemen.
Huh?
We have our first live caller, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We have our first live caller.
Or stop by the studio.
What's your name?
It's Lucy.
Lucy.
Okay.
How are you?
We'll see you soon. Okay. Bye bye. She's going to stop by the studio.
Oh.
Because she's on her way to my house. I'm not there.
You're not there.
Yeah, she's borrowed my carpet cleaner. And for the longest time, I needed her back because her dog that I take care of.
Oh,
I don't like a male dog.
She comes to
He's
see
got it. Such bad anxiety.
He pees on the floor?
Anything new that comes into the house, he feels like he's got to tag it. You know?
Yeah.
And it's just like... So you
oh, he pees
oh,
on it?
Yes.
That's just a dog's nature, you know?
No, it's just...
They're marking their
Or he'll
area.
Bark. If you hang something out of the deck that it's out, he'll bark, growl, and it's just a towel hanging out there, but
That's
it's different.
Her dog?
It's new. Yeah.
Why don't you give her back?
Well, hopefully she can take it with this COVID stuff. They weren't letting people bring in, you know, new pets to the place where she stays, but hopefully she will
Are there
be able
pets
to,
in the place?
There may be, but she had hers. They were only allowed to have a dog, and hers passed away suddenly. Well, only 2 years old. And so she's been waiting to be able to...
Her dog passed away at two? What was wrong with it?
I think he had a aneurysm or something. It was one of those tiny teacup little...
Holy moly.
I know, this tiny little bench and it's like, oh, it breaks my heart, yeah.
Well, when we had our... We've got two Shih Tzus. We had the mama and we had the sister and brother.
Mm-hmm.
And the sister... Died.
I remember that.
Yeah, it was really sad too, because that
very
dog
young
was
young too, right?
Oh, yeah, they were so sweet.
Aww.
We still got Bentley, but you know.
I'm glad that I got the puppy for Mark.
Yeah.
That I then went and got a puppy for the puppy, because those two are just the best
what
friends.
What kind of dogs are
they're
they?
They're both females. One is a Cavishu, which is King Charles Cavalier and a Shih Tzu,
yeah.
Which is Mark's dog. And then the other one is a Mull Shih Tzu, which is a Maltese Shih Tzu with poodle. So both of them are non-shedding. The poodle one, she's a little bit smaller than the other one, but they're both the same size. One's just hardier than the other. And they just are like the best friends.
Well, we have a Shih Tzu, and then which is a poodle, Shih Tzu.
Shih Tzu and a poodle?
It's a poodle and Shih Tzu mix.
Right.
And Shih Tzu.
Yeah.
Then we have a
full-blooded Shih Tzu.
Yeah, and the sister died, so it was sad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she hurt so bad, and she... She took a breath.
Did you feel like you had to get her another companion?
Yeah, that's when we got the Shih Tzu.
Oh. Well, there you go. I really think that dogs are pack animals.
Well, we got three of them.
And I just can't get down on the floor and, you know, play with them like they like.
I'm in my chair and my dog walks up and puts his head on my lap.
But my, yeah, both of my,
pet him, so.
We've never had small dogs before.
Yeah.
And my son would make fun of my husband. She's like, oh, you said you never have a small dog. But now that we have them, they are so different than the other breeds. You know, the other breeds, you know, they could be your companion and whatnot. But these, they are your entourage. They are with you constantly.
Constantly.
And if I'm sitting somewhere, unless Bark's in his man cave and they follow him because he takes them for walks, and so they're always watching him. It's like, is he going
to
take a walk?
If I go to the bathroom, I open the drawer, there's all three dogs laying there.
Yeah, the little one, she's the one that loves to be held, loves to be on your lap, and is constantly doing this because she wants you to be paying attention to her. Well, she has to be on my lap when I'm in the bathroom as well. She's like, aha, to the other dogs. Like,
my wife bought a new one of these, you know, uh-huh. It's in this big. All three dogs get under it. It's like it's their dog house. They all sleep. They go under there and they sleep.
Yeah, they like to be under stuff.
They do like that. So.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny to see. Uh-huh. Now, my wife don't let my dogs on the couch, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so she puts...
The plastic wrap I saw.
Not plastic wrap.
Aluminum foil?
Aluminum foil on it. And they won't get up there with that aluminum foil on it. It's kind of funny to see.
Uh-huh.
But now let me tell you, one of the dogs got up and laid right down and went to sleep on a piece of...
On the aluminum foil?
Yeah. So it didn't really bother her.
Hopefully the sun wasn't shining through and heating up that aluminum and cooking your dog.
My dog. Oh, what are we having tonight? No,
no, we're having Randy. That's too funny.
That is. Wouldn't that be sad? But a lot of people do eat dog, you mm-hmm. know. That's sad.
I know. My mind went there because is it China or someplace?
China, yeah. China eats all sorts of filth. It's just unbelievable.
Bats?
Yeah, they eat everything. I mean, it's just almost...
Is it that they're just so hard up for food, or it's just that
they
it's...
They eat rats and everything else.
Yeah, it's like...
I mean, they
got a lot of people to feed, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like you could import a lot more of, like, you know, grains and
but
things
dog.
Make some bread. Yeah.
Well, you know, we don't have much money this weekend. I think our pet's going to go to the... We're going to have him.
Don't they go out and, like, just... You know, catch strays and stuff. I can't even comprehend.
Facebook had an elephant laying dead, and the two guys with shotguns beside it, smiling. I think they should have shot them.
Yeah, that's kind of a controversial thing too. Yeah, it's very controversial. Although I know that in some of these countries, that's how they can raise money. Is for to have these sportsmen come in and
allow
well,
to shoot people and make it less
well,
less populated. That'll get rid of some of the. You know, you want to shoot. That's too nice of. No. There's a shortage on them anyway, and then the people out there shooting them with a big smile on their face, like, oh boy, I shot a big, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you take a knife to it if you want to be.
Yeah, that's why I think in heaven we'll have the enjoyment of all these animals, but they will be, you know.
They won't eat you?
Yeah, they'll just
and
be
you can
all,
pet them like
they
a
all
lion.
Get along, yeah.
Did you see that movie where that one lion, this guy raised this lion, but he raised it in a way so that it would be still wild. It wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't be.
Yeah, yeah.
So it could
survive on its own.
And it was a he. It was a lion.
I think I know what you're talking
about. And
then
he fell in love with another lion, I mean, anyway, and they had a lion.
Uh-huh.
And this guy went into the jungle, and that lion seen him and just ran right up to him and rolled on his... Then he jumped up and he got
like a hug or something. I remember seeing a video about that. Someone who raised them, and it was like years, like 10 years or more, or something. And this lion still remembered
and
him.
And the lion spotted him, and was looking at him, and then went mm-hmm. to him because he was roared and everything else.
Yeah, you wonder if there's if they have a sense of smell like dogs do, that he had a smell, or if they're their keen eyesight, that they are very good at remembering faces.
Most lions,
I'm
going
to remember faces, but not me.
Most animals have a better sense than we have.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Smell.
Yeah. I don't know, my daughter, I used to make fun of my daughter, not make fun of her, but my one daughter, she could had such a strong sense of smell. I mean, she could smell everything about 20 seconds before everybody else, and she smelled something. I said, I don't smell it. Oh, okay, yeah, now. So I don't know what triggers where you can have some people can have a stronger sense of.
That was a pretty good movie, but it makes you kind of sad. See? Mm-hmm. But that he could come back and remember him was kind of cool too.
Yeah. So. Oh, I started out talking about my friend at church who said that to listen to the sermon, that might be something that we'd want to talk about. And I think what she was referring to, because it was talking about how there are leaders that God appoints. They may not be perfect, they may be unconventional or what have you, but the fact that they are our authority, that God commands us to, you know, follow the authority and to, you know, pay your taxes and what have you, which—
Pay our taxes?
Which I think where you have the anti-Trump people, not only are they not respecting him in the office, but they are, you know, willfully, you know, disobeying authority, or the disobeying now protesters are willing, you know, willfully, you know, disobeying police and all this, and thinking that they are in the right to be doing those things. But if you're a Christian, hopefully there's not a lot of Christians out there doing this, you know, all this violence or whatever, and, you know, being anti-Trump. It's like, you know, it's not about the person, it's about what they do. You know, you can disagree with someone's personality, but what this goes by, what their actions, because people can say anything. Look at all the politicians, what they all say.
Oh, the
all
Democratic
this pretty
Party,
stuff,
though,
but
they, really went to pot.
Well, look at what they do. You know, so
Nancy
obey
Pelosi,
authority. Chuck. You don't ever know why God allowed these people to become, you know, in power. I mean, you know, look at all the presidents that we've had, you know. So they're, you know, when we had Obama, well, actually when we first had Clinton, I mean, I was new to voting and stuff. I had voted for Reagan the second term. And then Bush, so we had like 12 years, you know, we had Reagan, Bush, and so that's all I had known. And then when Clinton was elected, then I was like, oh no, it's like, what's gonna happen to the country? And then it's like, nothing happens, you know, everything, life goes on how it normally goes on. You don't really notice a lot of stuff, which I think is why a lot of these young people, they had Obama for 8 years, and if they were just voting for the first time, that's all I've known. And so they thought when Trump or Republicans won, it's the end of the world. But they don't realize it's not the end of the world. That's why we have elections every 4 years.
But can you imagine?
Yeah, you don't need to riot and protest. And
it's not the end of the world, but what it is some of these ideas. It looks at Sanders. Now, would you want Sanders being a president?
Oh, no.
Okay, so it makes a big difference. And there's some, and with this one woman that, I don't know, she's goofier than Donald Duck, but.
AOC?
Yeah, is that,
The young one?
Yes. And how we'd want that in our politics.
I know.
I look and see the failure of that. And I have never seen a party as bad as the Democrats right now on how they treated this president. What they should have did is let the president do his presidency and then
had another election, and
then
yeah.
Have another election. If he won again, well, that's the people's choice, not
right.
Their choice. And what
right.
They're trying to do is they're trying to make it their choice.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me is almost a mortal sin to have them do what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have not let the president be president.
Well, he's accomplished a ton, especially considering that he's had no help, but nothing but.
Oh, I know.
Nobody on his side. You
and
know,
now
the
they're
media
asking,
is,
well, if you.
Nobody
do,
on his side except the Senate and the Supreme Court.
On his side, but no, that's that. Well, what if they had sided with him on that was anything? Not really.
What?
When he said, well, he's got the Supreme Court and then
He will have the Supreme
Court. The Senate on his side,
Court,
but it's not necessarily on his side. It's
but
just
see, the Democrats won't. Even then when he
when you've
gets
got
somebody
the media
else in there,
all against him, and yeah. you've got all of the Democrats against him, that basically is everybody because people get their information from the media.
You know,
and
if I can't
the media's
even
biased.
I can't even believe he's running again. Why would somebody want to put themselves
no,
up to that kind
of see, that's
of
just
goal.
It. I believe he think he's above that. I think truly in his heart, he really loves this country and wants to make this country, you know, great again. And wants to make it so that it is this country that, you know, it's can take care of itself, it's independent, it the economy's good, and we're not relying on other countries for our goods and services, and we're, you know, be proud to be number one or to be the best. And it's not a bad thing. Every country's gonna want to be the best. Oh, hey, look who we got. We got a visitor.
Save us from the politics, please. Sorry.
That's
I know,
Matt.
I know, the disembodied voice is strange.
Oh, I reference you sometimes. Well, when I was talking about the making those kitchen helper things.
Oh, yeah.
That how I then made one for my grandkids, and now I make, actually, I'll show you if you can stop by my house. I started making a Mickey Minnie Mouse one. So I may have to go into business, except for I think I'd have to charge like $500 each because of all the time it takes me to do this. The hardest part is making a design, you know, to if someone has a concept, how can I work that into a certain platform? Because you only can have certain sizes and certain shapes for this thing to work. And so how to make it look like what you want it to and
you
still
know, you
function.
Lost me. What are we talking about?
Those kitchen helpers.
Oh.
Didn't I show you?
No.
I didn't show you it. Yes, I did. I think you saw me looking at them and you said, what are you doing, looking at cartoons? I said, no, this is what I made. It was, it looks like,
my brain went beyond
it looks like
that.
Mac the truck from the Cars.
Everything goes back to stools.
But so, hey, anything else?
That we want to talk about?
Yeah. We can talk about her.
Well, we could.
No, this, I'll say girl, but she's not a girl. She's 31 now?
Maybe
31. In the low 30, 31-ish, somewhere. That she, talk about being creative. This girl
she sure can make a donut.
She is.
Or a cookie.
She, when it comes to baking and stuff, she's an artist. I mean, she makes these beautiful cakes, and they're also very tasty. I find them. I can't ever eat them because I can't have gluten. Though she has made me gluten-free stuff before.
You drink gluten milk.
Gluten-free
from
milk
from the cow.
That doesn't have gluten. Gluten comes from grains.
I know, but they say that.
There's lactose. Lactose is from you would drink other than cow milk because if you have a lactose intolerance. Which I also have that too, but I love ice cream. I don't know if they make lactose-free
ice
cream.
I kind of like ice cream. You know, there's a frozen
dairy-free,
chocolate
but it's
cake.
It's going to taste yucky, isn't
it's
it?
It's delicious. Sir.
Really?
At Family Fair, there's
probably
this
twice as much as regular ice cream, though, right?
It's like $6.49 for a
pint. Oh, yeah. See,
they've
that's
got
right.
They've got a chocolate frozen cake at Family Fair and mixed with vanilla ice cream. Oh, my goodness, is that good.
Is the, what do you mean it's frozen?
It's frozen. It's a chocolate
cake.
Oh, it is. So it's like ice cream cake?
No, it's a chocolate cake frozen. It thawed out.
Oh.
But you can cut it when it's frozen.
Semi-frozen? Okay.
And then you put ice cream on it. Oh, it's good.
Okay. I was going to say, it sounds like this thing that she would do. I'll give away all your secrets and recipes. If she'd bake cakes and she had extra cake, she would break it up all into these big chunks, and then she would just stir and like all this frosting, and you would have like this, I don't know what you'd call it.
Cake bombs.
And so yeah. It would just be in a container, and so you would just get cake and frosting and, you know, eat it like you're, you
and
know.
And dip it in chocolate to make it even better.
So.
Cake's good breakfast food. It's got milk, eggs.
You know what? Exactly. What's breakfast anyways? You just have to break the fast. Doesn't matter with what. Get some sugar and poof,
I just made
you're
some
up.
Actually last week.
Did you make some of that?
Pumpkin spice cake bombs.
Ah, pumpkin. I could make my gluten-free
it's
pumpkin.
It's the pumpkin spice season.
It is.
Not to change the subject, but Matt, do you notice, do you check each week how many people have watched each podcast?
Not particularly, because when I think about it, I'm already in the middle of like three different things.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. So. Past couple of days have been busy for the studio.
Yeah, we're not. The real popular podcast out of here is that, the ghost ones. Well, they have a network, you know, of all these different paranormal places that they share the stuff with. And so they've got a big audience to listen to. Our audience is my mom, apparently, someone from my church. Lucy's watched one before. Actually, we listened to some when we were painting before. So, we need to expand our audience. I don't know who likes
We need live callers. That first live caller we had.
Yeah, Lucy, you were our first caller.
Yeah.
Oh, we talked about that, remember? To see if we couldn't get... We should still think about
Didn't
that.
Didn't my phone ring one time, though, and I picked it up?
T-Mobile.
Can you just ask questions and have people live call in?
Yeah. But we talked about having them
Maybe that's like a
Zoomed
whole live
in.
Event we have to figure out.
Yeah, didn't we say we could have like someone on a Zoom call
We could, but only one of you would be able to hear them.
Oh, I was thinking that if we put them next to a microphone, like take a computer screen or whatever that's got the Zoom.
They would already be hooked up into the control room. So it would already be heard, except when on the studio, one of you would be only able to hear because we only have one earpiece.
Oh, couldn't you just crank it up really loud and we could hear it in here? Well, I don't know technology.
You're on the air.
Or just get
what we could do is have it set up over here and just...
We just need... The studio needs a budget for two ear pieces.
Oh, actually, just have a Zoom on two different devices. So we could have the Zoom that's hooked up there and then have the Zoom on, like, your phone or something, and then we could be, you know, seeing them and showing them to the audience. Look at it. So, have a guest. Yeah.
We could have a speakerphone.
Yeah.
Or bring him in. I can bring a chair over and we can set it up for three
people.
Well,
I've got some that don't live, you know...
Hey, wait, are you guys...
Pardon me?
I'm short, so we can be five feet apart.
They wanted the couch, so I gave them the couch.
We have our masks. We can put our masks back on. I know. Masks are...
I'm anti-mask.
Well,
you know,
we
when
all...
you put one of these on...
I actually could have an
You could be saving the life of somebody else. Kind of makes me proud to wear my mask.
I was going to say that. Yeah, see, I have an exemption
one.
That...
If you can still breathe, there's still air holes.
That's virus
this one
can get
on the
I don't think someone's going to be breathing directly behind me.
But you know what? We talked about this. Me and Lucy, we went to do... don't even get us started on this, but to do a painting job. And at the end, we were using a paint sprayer.
It's been over a year since I've seen Lucy.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, we have to talk after.
Yeah.
We miss you. I miss you.
But, we had never used a paint spray before, and so there was that paint mist falling on us.
Oh,
we looked
like
we were gray haired. I think I showed you a picture.
Yeah, that's
and so
weird.
She had put one of her masks on, you know, that we normally have. She was tasting paint in her mouth with the mask.
When,
so I'm
when
thinking,
you spray with them, you got to have that thing that's got the three different filters.
Yeah, so... You think how big the paint particles are, and they were getting through her COVID mask.
Yeah.
COVID germs are getting through there, too. Everything's getting through those masks. So it's like, is it doing any good?
I don't say that because I've had COVID.
I sure hope that one...
Yeah, she's been through the COVID situation.
Oh, wait, did you have that?
I did have COVID.
They actually got tested back in April. She had it.
Were you pretty sick?
I was very sick.
She had a different than a lot of people.
I did not have the respiratory COVID. I had the intestinal COVID and the COVID toe.
Oh, there's more than one?
Well, just
there's
where
three
it.
Strains.
Yeah. Oh, huh? There's two strains of it?
Three strains. There's the respiratory, which is breathing.
And that's the only one they're testing for. That's the only one that they scan people for.
Do you still believe China is the behind that and wanted that out and wanted to kill everybody?
No, I really think. Yeah. I think it was us and we're blaming China like we blame China on a lot of things.
Why would you believe...
No.
Why would you believe it's America?
Because they were trying to take over the government. Become socialism.
I don't think they meant for it to get this. Do what it's doing. I think it was a type of weapon for a different type of thing. And it got...
out.
They put it out in China, and I think it just spreaded more than what it was supposed to.
Lovely theories we have here on Anything Goes.
I know. I follow a lot of these different theories. I know. I listen to all the different theories, too. I think the way that we've gone so, well, the governments have gone so overboard about, you know, the safety and the distancing and all the restrictions on everything, when they don't do the same thing for the flu, when there's, you know, so many more people die from the flu, kids can get the flu, then why aren't, you know, we all wearing masks all the time? So I'm thinking this is just a test on see how we can control the population. This is what we tell them, you have to do this if you want to participate in commerce.
Well, this COVID thing is still sort of new, so there's a vaccine in development, but it's not there. But having the mask, especially when something's like unknown, we don't know how to properly control it.
But it's something that people get in 99.6% don't die. Then why are we quarantining the population and not quarantining those who feel like they are susceptible?
A question.
Yeah.
Do you know how many people die of diarrhea every year?
How many?
2.2 billion.
All around the world, yeah. Yeah.
Billion.
Diarrhea. Yeah, they get it from, you know, water supplies and stuff aren't good.
There's more people dying from diarrhea than COVID.
A lot of things. And so I think the media has hyped it up so much and scared so many people thinking if you get COVID, you're going to die. When in fact, if you get COVID, a lot of times you don't know you have it or the symptoms are mild.
Gonorrhea.
Or if you really got my 89-year-old...
Diarrhea.
My 89-year-old aunt in a facility, she had gotten COVID and recovered. You know, so it's, I think they're using it as a way to control the population or just to test to see what we will do.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong, it's serious and it
for those who get it, yeah.
And it was horrible for me. And I had a compromised immune system, so yeah. I got hit hard. But it didn't kill me.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a fact.
Right.
That's why I'm afraid, because at my age, this probably would kill me. So.
I have a friend who is 92 years old, has cancer, has had cancer for 4 years, and he had COVID and he beat it. No issues.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So it affects people differently. There's a 23-year-old girl, I was just telling Carrie, there's a 23-year-old healthy college-aged girl, and she got the intestinal kind of COVID, and her insides, her organs are all damaged and needs transplants. And she's 23 and healthy.
Wow.
So, I mean, it hits everybody differently.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the name of our show is Anything Goes.
Anything Goes.
Well, it's
the
time for us to go. So I just want to say we enjoyed this time with you.
I got to run to Menards. I finished.
Again, what are you going to do at Menards this time?
Actually, I'm going to get a nice big peg stuff to help clean out the garage, to organize the garage. So I'm kind of doing something helpful.
God bless your heart.
I know.
Well, I enjoyed myself. What about you?
Yeah, I always
do. It's always fun being with you.
Oh, thanks, Larry.
I get a kick out of you how when we tell you things, you just, oh, no, I'm not beautiful. Oh, no, I don't.
And then sometimes the disembodied voice comes in and just
kind of
just interjects.
We have a ghost, too. Join our show because we have a ghost too.
Maybe, yeah, we might have somebody as a real ghost guest, you know, off camera. Somewhere.
Who knows? Maybe one day I'll actually be on set.
You're invited anytime, Matt.
Else just needs to direct. I have to see who's available.
Well, yeah, or we can teach Lucy how to do it. No, but I mean,
Lucy,
just set the camera
Lucy,
on one camera
doing,
and come
babe?
And sit down.
I can't, I'm already out of a job.
Believe it or not, I miss you sometimes. When I think about you, I go, oh, how's Lucy doing?
Aw, Lucy's...
And then
man,
we think,
she's a survivor.
Breathing and kicking.
And then we said, well, Lucy's going to be our be on our new show.
Oh, yeah, we should. Well, I'll explain to her what we're thinking of doing.
And she can do whatever she wants to, but she can be on our show.
Yeah, for sure.
Right, Luce?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, well, then I guess that's our show. We covered everything from you being a dirty old man to COVID.
And politics. Don't forget politics.
And politics and blended in with the COVID. So our job is done.
And then we'll have the same show on Monday because we're recording this on a Friday.
I know, exactly. We went long in between, so we got to come up with something interesting before Monday.
Let's talk about you. You're interesting.
Okay, we'll talk about me.
Next week, we're going to try to make Carrie Bradstreet blush.
Oh.
It's going to be truth or dare.
Truth or dare.
Would you rather? Oh. I can write up a bunch of questions and we can make a bit out of it. Oh. I'd be up for it.
Trust me, Matt. I can too. Well, that's
all right,
it.
We'll see.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Anything goes! Go!
Go!
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.